ロンドン発英語よもやま話。このポッドキャストはイギリスに住むメディア通訳者、会議通訳者の平松理恵がアメリカと日本で働く翻訳者のランサム・ハナさんをレギュラーパートナーにお迎えしてイギリスから配信しています。英語を勉強している皆さんのために私たち二人が英語の授業や教科書には出てこない現地の英語表現のお話をしていきます。英語の裏話なども雑談形式でご紹介していこうと思います。ぜひ一杯の紅茶、コーヒーを片手に私たちのくつろぎのひとときにお付き合いください。はい、今週もやってまいりました。ロンドン在住会議通訳者の平松理恵です。
翻訳者のランサム・ハナです。
先週に引き続き、まあ、ホリデーとか、ね、そのあたりのお話ということで、うんうん、まあ、いわゆるお祝いではないんですけれども、まあ、今週は、うん、もうすぐやってくるですね。まあ、イギリスだと、リメンバランスサンデーっていうのがあるんですよ。まあ、これは戦没者記念の日なんですけども、これがですね、今年は11月11日なんで。
11日。
はいはい。なので、まあ、アメリカもね、これ、ベテランズデーってありますよね。
ありますあります。
うん。うん。それに相当するものって考えてもいいと思うんですけど、まあ、イギリスの場合はあれですよね。まあ、旧イギリス帝国というか、の、まあ、植民地だったりとか、その時代の、だったところを、コモンウェルスっていう呼び方をするんですけど、うん。
コモンウェルス。
うん、コモンウェルス。そういった国でも、まあ、適用されるというか、まあそういうところにとっても大きな意味のある日なんですよね。はい。まああれですね、こう日本でいうところの靖国神社の参拝みたいなことで、まあそこで首相がこう正式に喧嘩ってお花ですよ。喧嘩したっていうのがこう、うんうん、まあイギリスの場合はずっと戦勝国ですし、ね、
うん、
問題になることはないわけなんですけれども。
なるほど。う
ん、はいはい。まあ、当然、王室の人たちも出てきますし、うん、
うんうん、
首相も出てくる、非常にこう、重要な日なんですけどね。パレードがあって、そうそう。アメリカだと、アーリントン墓地なんかが、やっぱり、あれ
で、そうですね。
ね、そうですよね。
うん。
イギリスだと、まあ、ホワイトホールって言ったらわかります？
わからないです。
うん、ウェストミンスターの、要は国会議事堂があるところですね、パーラメントスクエアってあそこ言うんですけど、そこからちょっとホワイトホールって言って、うん、まあ、まあ、界隈です。首相官邸があったりとかする、あちらの方に続く道があるんですけど、そこの道路の真ん中にすごく目立つ、セネタフって呼ばれるんですけどね。まあ、戦没者の碑みたいなの、こう大きなものが、モニュメントがあってですね。まあ、そこが非常にこう象徴的な意味のある場所なんですけど、まあ、結構こう、墓碑みたいな感じで、文字がね、メッセージっていうか、まあ、書いてありますよ、ここで。うん、
なるほど。
そうです、そうです。そこにもう、赤いケシの花の、
ケシですか、うん。
そうです、そうです。それをこう、輪っかにしてね。喧嘩をするんですけど、捧げるんですけど、うん、で、まあ、全国で中継されますしね、その様子は。非常に、はい、6月の女王の誕生日パレードと呼ばれているイベントがありまして、うんうん、あれに並ぶ重要な、まあ、イベントっていう感じですね。まあ、もともとはね、第一次世界大戦の、まあ、終結、戦闘が終わったのが11月の11日の11時だったらしいんですけど、うんうん、それをまあ記念した日っていうことなんですけどね。
そうなんですね。
そうです、そうです。まあうちはね、 関係者なんで、どうしても、
そうですよね、う
ん。はい、かなり入ってくるんですけど、であとは、うん、そうですね、うちの場合はまだ現役だからなのかな、うん。ポピーのキャンペーンっていうのがあって、赤い羽募金みたいな感じですよ、日本の。そういう募金の今、期間中なんですけど、
あ、そうなんです。
うちの夫なんかは、11月に入ってからじゃないと、その、うん、ポピーの、まあ、紙で作った、針で刺すね。なんていうの
か。
エリーに、刺すんですけど、男性も女性も。だから、この時期になると、その、ポピーの紙のね、緑の葉っぱがちょっとついてる、まあ、おなじみの、こう、モチーフがあるんですけど、これをつけてる人がすごく多いですね。あれ、つけ方があるんですよ、結構。
へぇ、どんな？
ポピーのこの、花びらが、小さい花びらと大きい花びらとで一枚になってるって、うん、要は、わかりやすく言うと、鏡餅みたいな格好してるんですね。
鏡餅。
こういう風に、下の方に大きい方の花びらが来て、うん、上の方に小さい方の花びらが来るようにして、うん、で、向かって、右、だから、はめてる、だってつけようとしてる私じゃなくて、向かって、右側10時10分のその10分みたいな、2ですよね、針で言ったら。1、2の。2から1、2の。あのぐらいの角度に緑の葉っぱをこう向けるっていうのが決まってて、で、男性と女性だと、襟で、つける、あれが違うんですよ。どっちにつけるかっていう、そうそうそう、みたいなことがこうあって、まあ、そんなの知らないで適当につけてる人もいるんですけどね。うん、でも、例えば BBC とか見ててもそうですし、この時期はみんな、それをテレビの中とかでもつけてますよ。やっぱり敬意を表して、あとはやはりリメンバランスですから、忘れまじっていうことですからね。我ら忘れまじ。lest we forget っていうことで、そういう機運がすごく、高まる時期。まあ、そう、一年通してそうじゃなきゃいけないんだけど、みたいな。なんで、やっぱりその、退役した人たちとかが、よくヘルシーペンショナーとか言うんですけど、退役した後の人が入る施設、っていうか、あるんですけど、ペンショナーの人たちですけど、で、その人たち、まあ、年金でね、軍の関係の仕事をしながら、余生をこう、暮らしてる人たちっていうのが一定数いるんですけど、その人たち、
そうなんですね、
赤い制服を着てて、それでよく街頭でね、その人たちだけじゃないんですけどね。募金活動してますよ。うん、だから、うちの夫とかも手伝いに行くし、あとは、自分で休み時間とかにも、率先して、だから自分の親を返上して、募金活動をする人。ね、別に楽器が弾ければバスキングとかしてもいいわけだから、制服でね、やってる人とかもいますしね。まあ、そういう雰囲気なんですよ。
そうなんですね。
それでは今週も Your Life in 5 Minutes の時間がやってまいりました。今週は特別ゲスト、ポーランド語、ドイツ語、英語の会議通訳をしているお友達、カシアに来ていただいていますけれども、先週から引き続き、今週に関しては Your Job in 5 Minutes。ということで、早速始めてまいります。So, okay, Kasia, thank you very much for coming this week again.
Thank you for having me again.
So, are we ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. So the first question for you, it is about your job. And what's your job? Then why did you choose that job, please?
I'm a conference interpreter. It means I typically work in a booth.And I listen to an audience and interpret simultaneously, meaning at the same time. And why this job? Because I'm really passionate about languages and communication. And being a simultaneous interpreter is very much about communication. You're not able to interpret every single word, obviously, but what you do, you reallytry to capture the meaning and convey the original message of the speaker. before I became a conference interpreter, I started as a translator. I had an office job working in administration, but I really wanted to have a sidekick, a side occupation, and I started translating. I passed an exam, diploma in translation from English into German, and I was working as a part-time translator. Then I found out I was pregnant, and at the same time, I found out my company went bankrupt, so I was unemployed all of a sudden and pregnant, but it didn't really matter because I had my sidekick, and I simply started translating full-time. And then after my baby was born, I went part-time, and I also thought, well, I can't really do things spontaneously because a baby is not predictable, but how about I go back to school and learn a new skill? And then I picked interpreting. I did a community interpreting course, which is an entry-level course into interpreting. So I did it for Polish, and that involved preparing to interpret in a public services setting, which means hospitals, probation offices, for the social services, schools, and so on. Then I passed a diploma in public services interpreting. That was a more difficult exam. And then I was entitled to work in courts, and I have become a legal interpreter. And the natural progression then was to enhance my skills, and I took a conference interpreting degree. So this is, in a nutshell, this is my professional journey.
Oh, fantastic. And before you started training to become an interpreter, you must have had certain image about the profession. Was it the same, more or less, or did it change as you progressed?
It's changed. I assumed that an interpreter is a fly on the wall and we are invisible. However, in some settings it is more true than in others, but you have to be actually very assertive and a very strong personality, for example, especially as a public services interpreter when you interpret in prisons or for people who are vulnerable, or even in court where people are trying to put things into your mouth and tell you that maybe you misinterpreted something, or you
really
just deal with difficult people. Yes, for example, I was in a situation where a solicitor was saying to the judge, or maybe this isn't being interpreted correctly, because she didn't like the way her the defendant, her client, was giving his evidence, because he was incriminating himself. So of course she didn't like it, but of course it was my job to always interpret faithfully and impartially.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if the interpreter knows the answer, but if the defendant or whoever that you are interpreting for doesn't know the answer, you have to say it, even if you know it.
Yes, you just have to interpret what they're saying, even if it's not something their solicitors want them to say, or if it's to their own disadvantage. I'm not on their side. I'm not on the judge's side. I'm impartial. It's slightly different maybe in business interpreting settings when you interpret for a particular company.
Like
so it really depends on the setting of interpreting. And I didn't realize how diverse it was and how different public services interpreting is from, let's say, interpreting in a more corporate environment for businesses or big law firms, and also for conferences. It's a, in a way, it's a different skill set.
Yeah, I think you could say that, like, really clearly it requires a different set of skills, really.
Yes.
Yeah. We call it all interpreting, but it's not all the same.
It's not
at all. No. Okay. The second question is your memorable experience.
I think my most memorable and delightful experience was when I first finished my conference interpreting degree, and I needed to have some experience on my CV because I only had my placement during my degree, but I didn't have any actual jobs. So I found out about this wonderful program in a beautiful little village on top of a mountain called Chur in Switzerland. And they were recruiting voluntary interpreters.
Mm-hmm.
They were providing food and accommodation and
mm-hmm.
were required to work for free for about a week and interpret during conferences and workshops. When I arrived there, I was stunned because I found out the accommodation would be a beautiful castle. Well, it was a hotel, but it looked like a castle on top of the mountain, and the landscape mm-hmm. was just breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And then I walked into my room, and it had a balcony, and I stepped onto the balcony, and I could see this beautiful lake at the bottom and mountains wherever I looked, and I was just stunned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely wonderful, and it was a great entry into the profession. And mm-hmm. of course, I was trying to do a great job, but it kind of helped knowing I wasn't getting paid. And I was just more relaxed about it. And it was kind of a good way of easing myself into the job and the stress. So I could, I was working and socializing with other interpreters and delegates. And overall, it was a really fantastic experience.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'm delighted to be part of your memorable experience then, because that was where we met. Well,
absolutely.
Really, we knew about each other, but, you know.
That's where we worked together, because
yeah,
we were in the Japanese booth, I was in the German booth.
Oh, yes. That was a fantastic experience
it
for
was.
Me as well. That stays with me for the rest of my life, seriously. Oh, great. And the third question is the opposite question. Memorable experience, but you wish you could forget?
Well, so after the core experience, I managed to get conference interpreting jobs and I started working. And pretty much at the beginning of my career, I had to travel to a conference in Germany. And the flight was delayed. And the client sent loads of really technical, complicated materials really late at night, at about midnight. And we had to get up the next morning. And I kind of panicked. And I just thought, I have to stay up and prepare. I have to study. But I was fighting my tiredness. So instead of just going to bed, getting up a little bit earlier, just trying to chill and relax, I kind of went into overdrive. I have to revise and learn, and I have to be perfect. I absolutely have to be perfect. And the next day I managed, and the client was happy in the end, but personally, I wasn't very happy with my performance. I was overtired. I was making silly mistakes, which I usually would never do. And I learned a lesson, and that is your sleep and your health is more important, because otherwise you might be able to do one assignment, but you won't be able to continue in this career over a long time. You really have to learn how to manage your sleep pattern and how to relax and how to manage your health. And sometimes you just have to let go and say, well, I didn't have more time to prepare. The client did send all these complicated materials at the very last moment. I just get up in the morning, have breakfast, have my cup of coffee, and try to make the best out of the situation. And I think your mindset is the most important weapon.
Yes, hit the nails on his head. I absolutely think that such situation, unfortunately, happens too often, don't you think, to us?
Yes,
it does. Last minute changes, last minute documents of like lots of, you know, documents, like 20 of them arriving the night before. What are you supposed to do with it?
Yes, of highly technical nature as well. It's not just your everyday documents.
Exactly, and very technical as well. And yes, people who will be attending these conferences are insiders, although we are the only outsiders. Yeah, that sort of situation. But well done. I think absolutely that's the, you know, golden principle.
Yes.
Or rule to oneself that, okay, be yourself. And stay calm and, you know, self-control or mind, you know, control the mindset. Mindset, it really is the key, isn't it?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Kasia.
You're welcome.
というわけで、今週はここまでとなります。また来週ですね、引き続き3つ目の質問をカシアさんにしていきます。 Thank you, Kasia. So see you next week then.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week.
はい。先週に引き続き、お友達のカシアの話を聞いていただきました。
カシアさんは翻訳とかはされないんですかね？
両方やってるみたいですよ。通訳が今は忙しいっていうことは言ってましたけど、翻訳も好きでやるって言ってましたね。彼女もともと法廷通訳とかがすごく多かったんですよ。代理通訳も今はやってますけど。その流れとかもね、あって、結構こう、リーガルの、やるみたいですね。
ああ、そうですか。すごいですね。
ね、本当に。またね、来週も、ちょっと、お話、これ、聞かせてもらうことになってるんで、はい。ぜひ、楽しみにしていただきたいと。
楽しみですね。
視聴者の皆さんには思いますけども。では、来週はいよいよと言いますか、まあ、イギリスにはないんですけど、もともと。感謝祭のお話、ね、こちらは。
感謝祭、は。
うん。花さんに聞いていきたいと思います。それでは、Bye.
Bye.
この番組では皆さんからの英語の勉強に関するご相談やご質問を受け付けています。番組内でお答えしていきますので、お気軽にどしどしお寄せください。リエロンドンオフィシャルサイトのお問い合わせページの問い合わせフォームをご利用いただき、懸命にポッドキャストの質問と入力し、コメント欄にご相談内容を記入してください。ご希望のペンネーム、匿名希望の方は、その旨を記載してください。ウェブサイトは、www.rie.london、www.rie.london です。ご連絡をお待ちしています。